Achilles was the son of King Peleus and the beautiful sea nymph Thetis, who was so protective of her son that she wanted to transfer her divine powers to this mortal child. She brought the little infant to the underworld and dipped him in the river Styx in order to make his body invincible. It almost worked, except that she forgot to dip in one part, the baby's heel, which she was holding at the time. Young Achilles had been placed under the guidance of the wise centaur Chiron. One day, when Thetis learned that her son was essential to the fall of Troy, but he was destined not to return from the war, she determined to shield her child by preventing him from joining the army. So she took him to Scyros, where Achilles was disguised as a girl and kept safe by Lycomedes, the king of the island. In order to find Achilles, Agamemnon, the leader of the Greek army, sent some clever agents to Scyros, who brought various gifts for the king's daughters. All girls were fluttering around the beautiful jewels and perfume, except one, who seemed to be more interested in a sword. His true nature was revealed. Casting off his disguise, Achilles accepted the choice of a candle-brief but glorious life. For many years, the Trojan War raged on with no winners. The Trojans were led by the great warrior Hector, brother of Paris, who had abducted Helen, while the Greek boasted Achilles, the youngest but bravest soldier who could fight for days on end without growing weary. However, being a bit of a hothead, one day Achilles got into an argument with Agamemnon, who had taken away from him a slave maid called Briseis from him by force. Feeling insulted, the furious Achilles withdrew to his tent and sulked. As Achilles refused to fight, his men, the fearsome but loyal Myrmidon army, also refused. Soon the tide of the war turned against the Achaeans. Patroclus, Achilles' tent mate and dearest companion, was unable to stand the wanton Trojan slaughter any longer. He convinced Achilles to let him put on his armor and lead the Myrmidon army into battle. Patroclus succeeded in beating back the Trojan forces, but he was swiftly slain by Hector, prince of Troy. The death of Patroclus became the prime motivation for Achilles to return to the battlefield. With the sole aim of avenging his friend's death, Achilles led a fierce attack against the Trojans. Finally, just outside the wall of the city, the two great champions, Achilles and Hector, met face to face. With his mighty strength, Achilles threw his spear, and the leader of the Trojan army was dead. After defeating Hector, Achilles tied his corpse by the heels behind his chariot and dragged it 3 times around the walls of Troy. Deeply grieved to hear about his brother's death, Paris, though not much of a soldier himself, vowed to take revenge on Achilles. On one occasion, he followed Achilles with a poisonous arrow. On its own, Paris's arrow would never have found its mark, but he had a little help from the great archer god Apollo. Myth has it that Apollo guided the arrow to strike right into Achilles' heel, the vulnerable spot that his mother had forgot to dip in the river Styx. Achilles, deemed as a real man by Hegel, was the only truly multifaceted complex hero, endowed with both appealing and abhorrent characteristics. In Homer's Odyssey, Odysseus sailed to the underworld and conversed to the shades, one of which was Achilles. When greeted as blessed in life, blessed in death, Achilles responded, "I would rather be a slave to the worst of the masters than be king of all the dead."